A call to eradicate cancer. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. On the 60th anniversary of former President John Kennedy's moonshot speech, President Biden calling for the same effort and resolve to be used against cancer.
I believe we can usher in the same unwillingness to postpone, the same national purpose that will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills to end cancer as we know it, and even cure cancers once and for all.
Speaking at the JFK Presidential Library in Boston, the president set a goal of cutting cancer deaths in half within 25 years. A rare agreement between the Justice Department and attorneys for former President Trump. Government attorneys say they will not object to one of the Trump team's nominees to serve as special master over the Mar-a-Lago raid evidence. The federal judge who ordered the appointment still has to rule, even while the Justice Department threatens to appeal her decision unless she suspends its enforcement. Following a procession in Edinburgh, the body of Queen Elizabeth lies in honor in St. Giles Cathedral at this hour as mourners pass by to offer their last respects. Her four children, led by King Charles III, stood ceremonial guard over their mother's casket briefly on Monday. On Tuesday, her remains will make the final journey to London for 4 days of public viewing. King Charles spoke to the Scottish Parliament on Monday and remembered his mother's vow of service to the country on her 21st birthday.
As we now mark with gratitude a promise most faithfully fulfilled, I am determined with God's help and with yours to follow that inspiring example.
Both houses of the Scottish Parliament passed a resolution of condolences and presented it to the King. Wall Street Monday, the Dow gained 229 points, NASDAQ up 154, the S&P 500 43 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A hospitalized Los Angeles County resident with a compromised immune system has died from monkeypox. It's believed to be the first U.S. fatality from the disease, although the Centers for Disease Control hasn't confirmed it yet. John Lennon's killer will remain in prison.
Mark David Chapman, the man who shot John Lennon outside his Manhattan apartment building in 1980, has been denied parole for a 12th time. In the past, the 67-year-old appeared before a parole board and has repeatedly expressed remorse. He called his own actions despicable during his hearing in 2020. He said, "I assassinated him because he was very, very, very famous, and that's the only reason." He called it selfish. The transcripts for August's hearing have not been released. Chapman shot and killed Lennon December 8th as Lennon and Yoko Ono were returning to their Upper West Side apartment. Lennon signed an autograph for Chapman on his recently released Double Fantasy album earlier in the day. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Ukrainian troops have reclaimed a wide swath of territory from Russia and pushed all the way back to the northeastern border in some spots. The Ukrainian military also reported capturing many Russian soldiers. The gains part of a lightning advance that's forced Moscow to make a hasty retreat from some of its occupied lands. As blue and yellow Ukrainian flags flutter over newly liberated towns, the Ukrainian military says its troops have freed more than 20 settlements in the last 24 hours. A cultural change is coming next year to the Boston Marathon.
The 127th running of the Boston Marathon is coming up next spring, and this year organizers are allowing runners to register as non-binary instead of having to check off whether they are male or female. Registrants can select non-binary if they've completed another marathon as a non-binary participant. The Boston Athletic Association says it's still working to nail down all the qualifying standards for non-binary runners, but wants to promote inclusion at all of its events. John Saucier, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.